The Little Lighthouse. Broadcasting from Cleveland.
Broadcasting from Athens and Kragujevac.
Hello everyone, this is The Little Lighthouse at thelittlelighthouse.net, rockaccess.com, Peruvian Escali, and our sponsor is Blue Air Records. Started off today with J.J. McCann, and that's James McCann, and his band Transmission, Forces at Work. It's the new single for James McCann from Melbourne, Australia. And here is now Justin and the Cosmics from Nashville. That's Justin Collins and his band, and they have a record out called Cool Dead, and we're going to hear a song, Super Blue, Real Bad Sad.
Real bad sad. Behind you. feel like time has killed my adolescent dream. I once believed that I was outside the in-between, but as I move the needle above the safety zone, I'm not content with being alone.
Yeah. days are gone and we can't rewind. Cause people grow and places change. But my love for you will never fade away. My love for you will never fade away.
That was King Tuff and Rock River. He has a new record out called Small Town Stardust. King Tuff, of course, coming from Vermont. And here is now Noah Benjamin Lennox from Animal Collective and Peter Camber from Spaceman 3. They have really dumb nicknames, which I hate even saying, but this is a good record called Reset that they have together, inspired on sampling some classics and making new songs out of that. Here it is, Getting to the Point, one of the songs from Reset.
Getting to the point. Disappear. So drive. please tell them nobody's perfect. And that we were so happy we could keep from smiling. But I'll never forgive you if you still cry over me. I'm sorry if I hurt you, baby. Remember when we first met? I didn't have no facial hair. But I'll never forgive you if you still cry over me. Still crying over me. If you still crying over me.
This is David M. Western, and I'll Never Forgive You, Melbourne, Australia, has that's a title song from his new record. And here is now legendary Graham Parker. He has a new band put together called The Gold Tops, and we're going to hear a song from their new record called Last Chance to Learn the Twist, It Mattered to Me.
ever thought of lying. I'd rather think of dying instead. Maybe you remember the last time you called me to say we went through, how it took a million teeth just to prove they all were for you. But those days are through, cause it wouldn't have made any difference if you loved me. How could you love me when it wouldn't really make any difference? If you really loved me, you just did not love me, cause I times I could be in the most unfaithful arms that you always pictured me. Maybe you remember that though I can't always show proof I was true. No one else could change my mind. Stop me coming home to you. But those days are through, cause it wouldn't have made any difference. If you love me, how could you love me when it wouldn't really make any difference? If you really love me, you just didn't love me enough to believe me.
Enough to leave me.
Enough not to leave me.
That was Swamp Meat Family Band and Black Dogs at Bay. They have a new record out called Polish Your Old Halo. They come from Birmingham, UK, and they're led by Dan Finnemore, who was in Low Cut Cone. Swamp Meat Family Band. And here is now Tony Molina from San Francisco, has a new record out called Embarrassing Times, and we're going to hear a song from it called Devil's Song. Tony Molina.
Thank you.
That was the Half Cubes featuring Mo Berg, and the song is called She's So Young. That's out now on Big Stir Records. And Andy Partridge is back. Yeah, the legendary XTC guy. He has a new trio called the Three Clubmen with Jen Olive and Stu Rowe. All three of them from Swindon. Stu Rowe, we remember his name from as a collaborator of Colin Moulding in TCNI. But here he is now with Andy Partridge and the Three Clubmen. And here's the new song called Race Car.
You change so much, you just won't recognize me.
Thanks everyone for listening. You are listening to XDC at the Little Lighthouse. This is it for today. See you next week. Bye bye everyone.
Appeared the first photograph on Fox Talbot's jail.